The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Where have you been?
What's the matter? What happened?
Aviva was attacked by a shark.
Oh my God.
The doctors say she should be all right. She's in shock.
Sweetheart? Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have known. Jesus.
I should have known what?
We were trying to keep track of it. The shark.
Shark? You knew?
I thought it went away. It came after me yesterday.
She could have been killed. You knew? And you didn't tell us? You let your mother think
where
all
is
this...
She?
How could you do that?
Where's my mother?
Your own daughter?
Where is my mother?
Why didn't you tell us? Where's Jake? Why didn't you tell us?
Why didn't you tell us about the shark? Now, that's a clip from Jaws the Revenge, one of the worst movies ever made. I'm joined by Dee Reddy, podcaster and pop culture commentator. Dee, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
I haven't seen Jaws the Revenge. Is it that bad?
Well, it is. And funny you should say that, because one of its stars, Michael Caine, has never seen it either. He very famously quipped about it. I have never seen it. By all accounts, it is terrible. However, I have seen the house that it built, and it is terrific. So fair play to Michael Caine. He had good reason, though, for not wanting to watch it. The reshooting of the ending actually stopped him from being able to attend the Academy Awards, where he won Best Supporting Actor for Hannah and Her Sisters. So he probably himself had a bit of a personal vendetta with the film. Which is funny, because where the film actually just stretches credulity in it is that the shark is actually carrying a personal vendetta against Brody's widow, Ellen Brody. And the poor actress that played her, actually, what's her name? Lorraine Gary. She actually came out of retirement to reprise that role of Ellen Brody. And I mean, that didn't work out very well for her, did it?
I'd say she was back into retirement fairly quickly again. We want to talk about Battlefield Earth, because there's kind of an interesting backstory involving Scientology.
Yeah, this one's really interesting. So this came out in 2000, and it was the pet project of John Travolta, who obviously is a noted Scientologist. It's actually based on the 1982 novel of the same name by the Scientology founder, L. Ron Hubbard. And it's a completely bonkers science fiction film set in the year 3000. Travolta had been trying to get it made for years and years and years. And then in 1998, it was picked up by an independent production company called Franchise Pictures. And they kind of specialize in rescuing pet projects that are going nowhere. And Travolta himself invested millions and millions into it. But unfortunately, it just tanked at the box office. Audience didn't like it, critics didn't like it, and it made it actually at the time set a record for Golden Raspberry Awards, which as many people will,
We'll have a listen to a clip from Battlefield Earth.
There must be some mistake.
Oh, Home Office does not make mistakes.
Of course not. But have you looked at my file, sir? It explicitly says that this is a temporary assignment. Are you not aware that I graduated top of my class?
Quite an accomplishment.
I don't mean to second-guess the Home Office, but surely I could be of better service to the corporation.
Home Office is well aware of your academic achievements and obvious talents. That's why we've decided not to keep you here for another five cycles. It's a joke.
Oh, thank you, sir. I don't know if I could have kept my sanity to be here another five cycles.
We've decided to keep you here for another 50 cycles. With endless options for renewal. With endless options for renewal. With endless options for renewal.
Absolute and utter rubbish.
Absolutely. Like, you can even hear how bad it is with a short clip.
Now, there's one we don't have time to play a clip from it, but it's widely regarded as the worst movie ever made. And it's called The Room, not Room, which is based on a very fine book, but Their Room. Tell me about Their Room.
This came out in 2003 and is actually referred to by some people as the Citizen Kane of bad movies. It was a self-made romantic drama film made by a guy called Tommy Wiseau, and it is so bad, Pat, that it actually inspired a book called The Disaster Artist, which was then turned into a film by James Franco and came out and did really, really well in 2017, and it is actually a good watch itself, but it is just, it is incredibly bad. The acting is completely off kilter. The storytelling is bonkers. And then there's all sorts of technical and narrative issues to boot.
By the way, there was something in Jaws the Revenge that it goes down in movie history in terms of continuity to do with Michael Caine.
With my...
Something to the when he emerged from the water.
Oh yes, you're right. Sorry, this was hilariously bad. So there's one scene where he ends up in the water, unsurprisingly in a shark film. But then when it cuts to him straight after, he's in a freshly tailored and dry shirt that it's as if he just put it on straight that morning.
All right. Well, there are probably many more nominations that people might make for the worst movie of all time, but certainly those three are well up there. Dee, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.